Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Paul wrote to the Corinthian church, I give thanks to my God always for you because of the grace of God that was given to you in Christ Jesus, that in every way you were enriched in him in all speech and all knowledge, so that you are not lacking in any gift. As you wait the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will sustain you to the end, guiltless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ, God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Bless you. 1 Corinthians 1, 4 through 5 and 7 through 9. Let's look a little closer at that text for this sermon message. First of all, I give thanks to my God always for you because of the grace of God that was given to you in Christ Jesus. Why does Paul say he gives thanks to his God for the church in Corinth? Because of the grace of God that was given to them in Christ Jesus. Paul says because of grace. Grace shown to certain people, Christian people, believers, because of grace, he gives thanks to God. Because God gave them grace in the Messiah, in Jesus. And these wonderful words tell us something about our God. He is a grace-giving God. Next question then is, well, what is grace? Grace is unearned favor, unmerited mercy. It's the gift of forgiveness to sinners who've done nothing to deserve that forgiveness and everything not to deserve it. Paul says, God gives grace. It's because of the grace that God had given the Christians in Corinth that the apostle says he always prays prayers of thanksgiving for them. And what's more, Paul tells us how God's grace is given to the Christian. How you and I are included among those who are given grace by God. He says, God gives grace in Christ Jesus. That means there's no mystery as to how a person receives grace from God. Unearned favor, unmerited mercy, forgiveness of sins. There's no mystery to how we receive that. It's given to us in Christ Jesus. He's the means by which grace is given to the sinner. It was true for the Corinthian Christians, and it's true for us Humboldtian Christians. My God, your God, our God, the one true triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, gives you his grace in Christ Jesus. In hearing his word, you're given faith in Christ Jesus, who is the Word made flesh. When you're baptized into his Word made flesh life, death on the cross, and subsequent resurrection from the grave, you're made alive in Christ Jesus. His life is lived for your life. His death is given for your death. And his resurrection from the tomb is the first fruits of your resurrection from your grave. In receiving his body and blood given and shed for you on the cross in the sacrament of the altar, you're brought into holy communion with your God, wherein he repeatedly gives his grace to you. The word proclaimed, baptism into Jesus' life, death, and resurrection, and the reception of his very body and blood in communion, these are the means of grace. Because these are Jesus. These are the ways that God has chosen to give his grace to all of us who believe in Christ Jesus. The same way he gave his grace to the Corinthian church, he gives it to the one universal church throughout time and space. This is how he gives every repentant sinner his grace. It's how you're forgiven of your sins, justified by Jesus' sacrifice and made holy people of God. Indeed, perfect in the eyes of your Father, even now. Despite your firsthand knowledge of your sin, because you live with yourself and know just how sinful you are, despite your now sin, your Father sees you as what you have not yet fully realized, that you are a saint, that you have been made holy, that you have been graced by him, forgiven. We're still awaiting the revealing of our perfection in Christ Jesus, as Paul mentions in our epistle reading. We're still awaiting the full realization of our having been graced by God, having been given his grace in the Messiah. Like our Corinthian brothers and sisters in Christ, we wait the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will sustain us to the end, guiltless, it says, in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. Christ will sustain us guiltless to the day of his return. Do you understand what that means? The grace of our God, which we've been given in Christ Jesus through his word preached and proclaimed to us and the sacraments that he established and are administered for us, through that grace of God, we will be kept guiltless, innocent of all of our sins, our wrongdoing, our transgressions, innocent from now until the day of our Lord's return, when we enter heaven, the new heavens and the new earth, immortal, imperishable, everlasting. That's the amazing part of this text. As I read it, I'm blown away at that thought. Where's the clown? I heard the horn. I am still blown away at that thought. That's a nice ringer. I like that ringer. God's grace given in Christ has the ability to sustain even the clowns in the room. Even me. Guiltless my whole life. God's grace has the ability to sustain me till Christ's return, no matter how long that may be from now. Me! I can be sustained? Get out of town. Me? Maybe you have the same reaction as you think about that. But I sin daily and I sin much. I fail to keep the commandments of the law. I don't love the Lord my God with all my heart and with all my soul and with all my mind. I don't do that. And I don't love my neighbor as myself. Not even close. This is what's so amazing. Even you and me, sinners though we be, even we will be sustained guiltless by the grace given by our God in Christ Jesus. Does God know the depth of my depravity? Does he see how wretched I am? Yet he makes such a statement. Even I can be sustained by his grace given on the cross? Yeah. Even us, even you and me, despite all of our terrible sins, despite the ugly things we say and think and do, even with the heap of horrors piled up in our hearts, yes, even you will be sustained guiltless in Christ Jesus. What's the next thing Paul says? God is faithful. Yeah. When we are faithless, He is faithful. And He will sustain us. But perhaps we should be equally amazed by something else that Paul says here. He says that because of the grace we've been given by God in Christ Jesus, that in every way we're enriched in Him. In all speech, in all knowledge. So that we're not lacking any gift. That's just as amazing. When God gives a person His grace in Christ Jesus, when He graces a person with the forgiveness of sins won on the cross, when He graces him with the absolution of sins, with baptism and the Lord's Supper, the promise of eternal life, when God does that, He also enriches that person in all speech and knowledge so that that person's not lacking anything, not a single gift. Like a plant near a window, you grow away from the darkness of your dwelling toward the light outside of yourself, away from the darkness of your heart, you grow toward that which enriches you, that which sustains you, your Savior Jesus Christ. You receive the nutrients you need to live, to make your life better, both now and most definitely in the not yet, in heaven. And you do this in both speech, the proclamation of your sins, they've been absolved as you confess them and you own them and then you watch them wash away in the blood of Christ. And in the knowledge of your faith that receives that simple water that washes you and the bread and the wine that are so basic with trust that these simple elements, when they're attached to God's word, do what they say. Forgive. That they bring cleansing and enable you to live without the guilt that would wear you down. But with your head held high in Christ, a child undeserving of the grace, but loving, oh, loving that you live in that grace. Every day of your life, until the Lord's return, the reality of being a Christian is that you're receiving the gifts of your Lord all the days of your life. It's not just some future promise. Every day you have the blessings of the Lord. Every day you are being enriched in speech and knowledge. And they are effective in your life here and now. You can get over the sin that is bogging you down. Christ Jesus makes that happen. We don't have to wait until the revealing of Jesus Christ on the last day to know God's grace in our earthly lives. It's here now. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. You've been enriched in Him in all speech and knowledge. You are not lacking any gift. Nothing. You could have nothing in this life, and you are not lacking anything if you have Christ Jesus. All these gifts are given to you through the means of God's grace. That is to say, quite simply, they are all given to you through the Messiah in Jesus Christ. His word of forgiveness spoken over you when you confess your sins, and which He attaches to water in baptism that called you into this fellowship, and He attaches to the bread and wine of communion in order to give you His body and blood so that you will be enriched and sustained now and every day of your life until he returns. For this, we all give thanks to God always. We all give thanks to God always for the grace he has given us in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen. Amen.